I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Mayor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Mayor? We're shoveled out, you know? We're doing okay this morning. I made it into City Hall just fine. The roads are actually pretty good here in New Britain, so it's a good morning.
You know, Mayor, before we get to the Thanksgiving and what you're doing there in the city, a little post-mortem on. Now, you were in the race a while. You know, you obviously sometimes when there's not enough support, you know, candidates leave, and you did. But I got to tell you, the state Republican Party is really getting hammered, and you've seen it, obviously.
Hammered all the time.
On Facebook and in the media by columnists thinking that there was kind of a golden opportunity here. It didn't turn out that way. Sit back and give us your assessment as to what happened on election night.
Yeah, so I haven't been quiet, right, since election night, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. And I've been openly saying that I think the Republican Party of the state needs to do some soul searching. But I think that the end result is reflected in the candidates that you put forward. And I think we really need to think twice, if not three times, about the candidates that we're putting forth and who we're looking to represent. When we know that we are outnumbered, right? The numbers don't work for Republicans in the
Absolutely.
State of Connecticut.
Yeah.
We're outnumbered 2-1, and we know that we need to appeal to unaffiliated or independent voters in order to be successful. So we have to start messaging our campaigns to attract those types of voters to vote Republican. If we don't do that, we're going to see exactly what we saw happen on election night over and over and over again. And listen, I'm a Republican mayor in a heavily Democratic city. I don't win without Democrat and unaffiliated support system. And I've been criticized and called, you know, a fake Republican or what have you.
Oh, you've been
You get
hammered. I'd say it's beyond criticism. On some of these, you know, some of these discussion boards I'm on and some of the people I interview, they absolutely hammer you.
There's a difference between me and the people that are criticizing me, and that's the fact that I'm actually winning elections for Republicans. So maybe they should look to what I'm doing and take a piece of advice.
You know something? I have said it all along, okay? I voted for John Kennedy, and I voted for Republicans as well. And I am a Republican. But what happens with you is you are able... And this is what the Republicans don't understand. You are able to win elections. You are able to win with Democrats because they vote for you because they know that you'll finish the job and get the job done the way they all want it. And it's
Amen
about time
that.
The Republicans woke up to that.
Well, I certainly hope so, because I think that if we want to see the future of the party, or if we want to survive as a party in the state of Connecticut, we definitely need to look at that and look at the messaging that we're putting forward and the candidates that we're putting forward and take examples and take lessons learned from these last three failed attempts at the gubernatorial race and really change the way that we run these campaigns going forward. And yeah.
And you know, Mayor, I was going to say, and it all comes down, and I say this when I do shows over and over again, whether people want to admit it or not, it's just a fact, and you know it, and I know it, and Brad knows it. There's a difference, whether people will like it or not, there's a difference between being a Republican in Connecticut and in New England and being a Republican in South Carolina or Alabama or Kentucky or Texas. There's just a difference there.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Where you have to look at the area of the country that we live in, too. You know, I've always told people I'm fiscally conservative. My Republican values come in the way that I look at the role of government and smaller government and where I believe government should be and where it shouldn't be. I kind of want it to just get out of people's ways and let them be personally successful on their own without government. But when it comes to social issues, that is where I've always said a moderate or if not liberal, because those are things to me and I think to the average person out there that don't matter as much as the money in their pocketbook.
What is coming up in your city, New Britain, as far as the holidays and as far as Thanksgiving next week?
So I went to Costco yesterday, and it was evident that there is a holiday around the corner because it was...
No kidding.
And I have to go back there again this weekend because Food Share is doing a big fundraiser outside of the Costco in New Britain from 10 to 1 on Saturday, and we are doing turkey and $30. So donating a turkey and $30 is going to help feed a family in need. This holiday season, Food Share helps out feed a lot of our local food pantries and residents in New Britain who are not fortunate enough to have all of the means necessary to put a warm meal on the table. But we've got a ton of other organizations that are providing free Thanksgiving meals for those who might not have any family or might not have a hot meal. One specifically we're doing at our police department. Our police athletic league is hosting a Thanksgiving luncheon from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the community room at the police station. So many other churches in town are doing lots and lots of events. The Christian Pentecostal Church on 119 West Main Street is going to hold a Thanksgiving dinner as well to go from noon to 2 p.m. So we're doing a lot to help out our homeless and our needy and our poorer families this season. And we certainly hope that, if you're able to make a donation, we would appreciate that as well.
Say, Mayor Stewart, remember one thing. You are successful because you are you, and don't change it.
Oh, Brad, you know me. You know I can't, and I won't, no matter what happens. And I think that's what people are looking for in their leaders these days are people who feel confident enough in themselves to just be who they are and stick to their guns. And you know that I certainly have that.
Mayor, thank you, and give us a call whenever you please, okay?
Whenever.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys, and happy Thanksgiving to all of you.
You too, Mayor. Thanks.